Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, Next Time We Love. The starring players...
This is Joan Fontaine.
And this is Robert Cummings.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild players in Universal Pictures' tender love story, Next Time We Love. It stars Robert Cummings as Chris Tyler and Joan Fontaine as Cicely. The Lady Astor Screen Guild players in Next Time We Love. The time is 1934, and Chris and Cicely are very young. Chris is a cub reporter in New York, and Cicely is just a college girl with aspirations for the stage. They've had a wonderful time through the midwinter vacation. But now it's time for Cicely to go back to school. And like it or not, they've got to say goodbye.
Chris, he sounds like a judge pronouncing sentence. It's rather awful, isn't it?
Oh, don't, Cicely.
Oh, I know. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Whoever said that?
Oh, Juliet or somebody.
I don't know. Lot she knew.
Oh, I wish you didn't have to go back to college.
Well, it'll only be a year.
A year and a half, almost.
Oh, darling, we've got to be sensible. We simply can't afford to be married now. We agreed on that.
Yeah, sure.
And you shouldn't be tied down. You're going to be a writer, and you must have experience and something to write about.
Yeah, maybe I should join the FBI. Oh, Cicely, we've said all these things so many times.
Yes, I know we have. Oh, Chris!
Oh, darling, I can't let you go. I can't.
Oh, kiss me again once more.
It'll be awful without you.
Oh, I'll die up there alone.
Oh, Cicely, what would happen if... I mean...
Chris!
What would happen if you didn't take this train?
Oh, I don't know, darling. Let's find out.
Can't seem to get this key in the lock. Anyone would think I was nervous, huh?
Chris, did you see the look on that cab driver's face? Suspicion?
Oh, it was envy.
Oh, the darkest suspicion.
Oh, the wildest envy. Envy. Oh, there we are. Well, how do you like my place?
Oh, Chris, it's darling.
It's in the back, of course, but on a clear day, you can see right across the alley.
Well, I can smell the river and almost see the ships, and, oh, well, anyway, it's yours.
Well, you might take off your coat, you know. I wouldn't take it too seriously if you did. I mean, here, let me help you.
Oh, thanks.
Cicely. Gosh, you're shaking.
No, I'm not. I'm just...
Oh, darling. Darling, say you're glad and I'll be glad. Or say you're sorry and I'll put you right back on the next train to college.
Oh, Chris, I can't be very so sensible when you're so close and I'm so happy and... Well, one of us has to be. Sit down.
Where?
Anywhere, just not too near.
Oh, well, let's do.
Chris, just because I didn't take that train, I don't want you to think, well, I mean, it isn't necessary.
Well, think what?
Well, we agreed that a girl has as much right to live her own life as a man.
Well,
and
Cicely,
that all the old Victorian notions about men and women have been discarded within the limits of good taste, of course, so long as two people really love each other.
Yes, I know, but...
And, of course, I know you just want to protect someone younger and weaker and smaller than yourself. And besides, well, I'm 20, going on 21, and I want my career just as much as you want you, yours, and you love me and I love you.
Cicely, say, are you trying to tell me that I don't have to marry you?
Oh, I'm trying to be sensible.
Oh, my darling. Cicely,
Hey, Chris, you home?
Oh, Tommy, come in, you lunkhead.
I just dropped in to say... Oh, sorry, I didn't know you had...
Hey, come back here, come on. What's the idea?
Well, you know, I always heard that two's a romance and three's a movie plot.
Cicely, meet Tommy Abbott.
Hiya.
He lives downstairs in front. He's in the theater business, and he's also crazy.
Well, it's libelous.
But true.
Say, Tommy, have you got a pair of striped pants?
Sure, wore them once to a costume ball.
Then what do you think? You can be a witness at our wedding. Now,
wedding?
Well, in striped pants, he should really be our best man.
Can a best man say this is so sudden?
No, even I didn't have a chance to say that.
Well, come on, what are we waiting for? Let's get going.
Impetuous, isn't
impetuous, it? Impetuous, nothing. I've got to get back to my paper. From here on in, that job's more important than ever. Wondering what Hitler's next move will be. Gosh, what a story. What a story.
Chris! Oh,
hello, darling.
Oh, Chris, I've got it. I've got my first part in Mr. Jennings' play. Tommy did
it. Oh, a good part?
Oh, well, only a maid, but it's a start. Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, great, great. Say, see, I want to hear...
Jim,
I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't anything. Go ahead.
Oh, I just finished that Sunday story on Hitler.
Oh, swell. Well, let me hear it.
Yeah. Like a dark cloud on the far horizon, whose coming may mean a healing rain or a ravaging typhoon, the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany...
Oh, well, that's grand.
Really? You don't think it's a little purple, huh?
Oh, no. Christy, would you mind reading me my cues? I want to be sure of them for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Well, here, take the script. I know most of the lines. Page 5.
Yeah, oh, here then. All right, ready? Oh, bell. Burr.
Yes, Mr. Cranton?
Yeah, that's your feeling and everything's coming for you. And a little buttered toast.
Yes, sir. Mr. Cranton, I hope you won't mind my saying this, but, well, I...
Everything in my opinion, my dear. Ahead, my child.
I want you to know I'm terribly sorry. And if there's anything I can do to help. Anything at all.
Look, Cicely, darling, that last line is...
What about it?
Well, I don't think it's you meant... anything for him. I mean, you see, honey, when you say anything at all that way, it sounds as if, well...
Well, that's the way I read it for Mr. Jennings, exactly like that.
Yeah, I know, but honey, after all, you're just playing a maid. You don't have to get so emotional.
I'm not emotional.
Yeah, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't think you'd mind a little honest criticism.
Well, I don't, but you wouldn't like it if I made fun of your story.
Well, but
the
honey...
The trouble with you is you're only thinking of your own...
Cicely. Oh. Now then.
Oh, Chris, I'm such a goof. Oh, kiss me quick. Darling, I'm so ashamed of myself. It's all so exciting for me. And, well, I don't know why I'm taking myself so seriously.
Well, gosh, I don't know who asked me to direct you either. Come on. Suppose you let me hear the rest of that scene.
Well, if you let me read the rest of your story, and if you'll kiss me first. Again. Oh, again.
Yes, at this rate, we'll never get to your scene.
Well, at this rate, it doesn't seem to matter.
On stage, everybody. 1 minute to curtain. On stage, please.
Cicely. Cicely, wait.
Chris, how did you get backstage?
Oh, I bribed the doorman. Listen, darling.
Well, hurry, Chris. I'll go on in a minute.
Wait a minute. Cicely, it's come. My big opportunity. The paper's sending me to Europe. Foreign correspondent. Sail on Tuesday.
Sail? Sail where?
To Rome. Rome, darling, and you're going along. Cicely, there's still time. If you want to change your mind... If you want to come along...
What? Please don't ask me, Chris. I cannot. I couldn't quit the play.
No. Anyway, we've been all through that, I guess. Well, there it is, honey.
Oh, Chris, darling. It's absurd. It's been said 10,000 times, but say it again to me. Oh, say you love me all your life.
I'll love you all my life, Cicely. When you're 99 and I'm 101.
Hey, you kids, break out of that clinch or we'll all be sailing.
Tommy, take good care of her, will you?
I will. Good luck, Chris. Come on, Cicely, we'll have to run for it.
There he goes, Tommy. The big chance.
Whose big chance? His or yours? Whose career are you thinking of, Cicely?
Not a question of careers.
Oh, I can't quite believe you just didn't want to go with Chris. Am I being fresh?
No, Tommy, I don't think I'd be much help in Rome. I were more or less sick for months, and he had to worry about doctors, and, well, we could get pasteurized milk for the baby.
Well, I suppose you have to... Baby? Does Chris know?
Of course not. And he won't know either. Not until it's all over.
Just don't get it, Grayson. Chris has done a bang-up job for us in Rome. Why should he suddenly pick up and leave without permission?
As Cable said, it was a matter of life and death.
Oh, that's no excuse.
His boat docks on Thursday. Mr. Carteret, I'm sure he'll have some explanation.
I'm sure I have no desire to hear it. Hey, Miss Williams, I want to send a radiogram. Christopher Tyler, SS Savoy at sea. Leaving post during crucial political situation inexcusable. You are dismissed as of this date. Signed, Frank Carteret.
Cicely, you crazy kid, not letting me know until the last minute. Gee, darling, was it so awful for you?
Mm-mm. I always had this moment to look forward to.
Makes a lot of noise, doesn't it?
Well, its name is Kit.
Kit, huh? You sure he's all right, honey? He's not sick or anything?
Well, of course not. He's hungry.
Oh, yeah. What do you feed him?
Really, darling, and you a college man?
Oh, Cicely, if you only knew what this means to me.
To me, too. But, Chris...
Yes?
Chris, your job, I mean...
Oh, forget it, darling. I'll find another.
Mr. Carter, it isn't easy for me to come here and beg you to put Chris to work. But it's been months since he's had a job, just because he failed you once.
You know, it's funny. Mrs. Tyler, all the newspapermen's wives I've ever known want to get their husbands out of the business. Why should you want to get yours back in?
Because it's his life, Mr. Carter. Because I want Chris to do the work he's meant for. The last few months he's been drying up, dying inside, and trying to hide it from me. Coming home tired and discouraged and managing somehow to run up the stairs just to prove he's not. Oh, well, can't you see what it does to me?
It just happens I've got one spot open.
Then you take him back.
You know what you're doing, of course.
Of course.
Russia's a long way off.
Russia?
Russia. Siberia, the Far East. There'll be months when he's off in the interior. You won't hear from him. You won't even know where he is. Want me to forget it?
No.
Jennings says the play's good for a year, Cicely. He thinks you're going straight to the top, and then... Hey, you're not even listening.
I'm sorry, Tommy, this Russian item in the paper. Chris made the front page again.
Cicely... We ought to call you Cinderella. In 2 years, the toast of New York. $1,500 a week, a home in Connecticut. Everything a girl would want.
Almost, Tommy.
You're happy, aren't you?
Happy and a little scared. Mr. Carteret phoned today. Chris is coming home on vacation.
Is that anything to be scared about?
Tommy, suppose he's changed. Suppose we've both changed. What then?
Sorry I was late, Cicely. Carteret kept me. These trains to Connecticut don't run every 2 minutes, you know.
That's all right, Chris. A few hours don't make any difference after 4 years.
No, I suppose not.
Do you like the place, Chris?
Oh, yes, it's very nice.
Well, our old place got so crowded and Kit needed the country.
Sure, I understand.
Isn't Kit a big strapping fellow for his age?
Certainly is.
Oh, you should see his pony.
Pony?
Oh, yes, he rides every morning. Tomorrow you two can... You've made other plans, of course.
I did plan to see Carteret in the morning. I suppose there's a train to back tonight?
Yes, there's one that gets you in about 11.
Well, that's fine. Look here, Cicely. I want you to know that, well, naturally, I realize you've been living your own life, and, well, I want you to know that I realize it. Well, what I'm trying to say is I don't expect anything of you.
That's very fair of you, Chris. I don't want you to feel that I expect anything of you either. Another brandy?
Thanks. Thanks.
Well, how was China?
Oh, inspiring. They'll lick the tar out of those Japs before they're through. What about you, Cicely?
Me? Oh, a very good year, that's all. The play just closed last week.
I'm asking about you.
Well, I've had kids.
I know, but well, how much comfort can a small child be to a lovely woman on her own with days and evenings to fill?
Enormous comfort. If it hadn't been for Kit, I might not have been so jealously faithful.
Cicely. I'd made up my mind I wouldn't ask, and it's a complete waste of youth for anyone as made for kisses as you. And I've never been so glad to hear anything in my life. Well.
Chris.
Guess it's time to shove off again. Trains don't wait, you know.
I know. Yonkers, Harmon, Poughkeepsie, all aboard.
You almost went back to college, remember?
I'll never forget.
Nor I.
Chris.
Yes, dear.
Chris, what would happen if you didn't take this train?
I don't know, Cicely. Shall we find out?
The curtain falls on Act One of the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players, and the lights go on. How does your skin look in the glare of bright lights? Are you proud of it? Would you like to improve it, beautify its tone and texture? Then listen to this message from Lady Esther.
If your skin could speak, it would say, "Please remove those dry flakes I'm trying to throw off. Those tiny dry particles that clog my pore openings, remove them, and I'll show you a radiantly new skin underneath. A skin that's younger looking, that can make a difference of 10 years in your appearance. You see, those innocent flakes are the cause of plenty of trouble. They clog the tiny pore openings. They deaden the tone and texture of your skin. Worst of all, they completely ruin the effect of your face powder. For powder just can't cling to a flaky skin. It ruffles up, looks patchy and uneven. But you can remove those stubborn, clinging flakes gently and completely with Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. A single application of Lady Esther Face Cream leaves your skin so smooth and fresh, so free of dry, flaky particles, that when you apply your face powder, the effect is truly exciting. The years seem to have slipped away. Your skin has taken on a new translucence and clarity. It looks so much younger, so much lovelier. And you can prove all this in 30 seconds with a patch test. Just rub Lady Esther face cream on one side of your face. Wipe it off thoroughly. Then compare that side of your face with the other. Run your fingers over it. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are now gone. How smooth and silky that patch of skin has become. Then apply your powder and see the difference. See the fascinating new tone and texture of your skin. It's so easy to convince yourself. Make the Lady Esther patch test tonight if you can. And see with your own eyes that there is a difference in face creams, a big difference. You can get a jar of Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream wherever good cosmetics are sold.
Mm-hmm. And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Next Time We Love, starring Joan Fontaine and Robert Cummings. Well, Chris didn't take the train that night, or the next night either. He and Cicely had 3 wonderful weeks together. 3 weeks. And then Chris went back to his post in Europe, Cicely to her work on the stage. Through the next 5 years, they scarcely saw each other. But the letters they wrote were filled with their love. Until toward the end, Chris's letters came less and less often. And then, without any explanation, they stopped. Only one person knew the reason for that. The man who at the moment is seated with Chris at a cafe table in a little Swiss town.
Hard to imagine you on a vacation, Mr. Carteret.
Oh, it's not altogether a vacation, Chris. I wanted to see for myself what was doing in Europe.
Well, it's darn nice of you to come all the way to Switzerland to look in on me.
Yes. You know, when I got your letter, I was suspicious. Now that I've seen you, I'm positive. Of what are you going to die, Chris?
What makes you think I'm going to die?
You took such pains to explain why you were resigning. When a man writes, I've fulfilled this and that small request and a lot of other such things, that man has made his will, too.
All right, then. The germs in China are as unclassified as the people.
Which ones have you collected?
Oh, the doctors don't seem to know, but they have no doubt of what they're doing to me.
Is that why they sent you to Switzerland?
Yeah. They think it'll prolong things. I can never tell when I'm going to have an attack. Almost any emotional strain will bring one on.
What about your wife?
Oh, I wrote to her, asked for a divorce.
I see. Is she going to give it to you?
I don't know. I got a cable this morning. She's coming over.
She's downstairs, eh, Tyler?
Oh, yes.
She comes up now.
I think everything is in order, Otto. No, no, take that medicine bottle with you. Go out the back way.
Yeah, well.
That's that, I guess. Come in.
Hello, Chris.
Cicely. Well, I didn't know you'd arrived.
Sorry to surprise you. I motored up.
Well, sit down, won't you? Gosh, you're looking marvelous.
Thank you. Now let me take a look at you. Chris, you seem so...
How's Kit?
Oh, fine. He's spending the summer at Tommy's country place.
Well, that ought to be fun for him.
Chris, you look terribly tired.
Well, I've been working rather hard on the book. It's beginning to get underway now.
Oh, that's good. Tell me about it.
Oh, it's that novel I always swore I'd never write. Here, would you like some tea? Something to drink, maybe?
No, thanks.
Anything at all?
Perhaps a little information. Chris, in your letter, you asked if I wanted a divorce.
Yes. Well, naturally, you can't go on like this, half married and half not married.
No, I suppose not. It isn't just because of your book that you're staying away, is it?
No.
I didn't think it was, but I had to be sure. What is it, Chris?
Well, I don't know how to explain it. It's just that one day I realized I'd stopped thinking of you for quite a long time. Those things seem to happen, you know.
Yes. That seems a fairly complete explanation. Why didn't you say that in your letter?
I thought you'd guess. How's Tommy?
He's fine.
Still in love with you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad. I like to think that Tommy will still be the... I mean, if you ever need anyone to take care of you...
Yes, well, he asked me to marry him.
Marry him? It might be a very good thing for you. After the rotten time you've had with me.
Chris... Did I ever say anything about a rotten time?
Why, I guess we've been happy enough when we've been together, but it hasn't been enough for a lifetime.
Not for me, Chris. Wasn't it for you? Well, there doesn't seem much more to say or any reason to say it. Maybe next time we live, we'll have time for each other.
Oh, look, Cicely, I'm afraid I've explained things very badly. It isn't that I don't love you anymore. It's just the way that I love you that's changed. I want you to believe that You've always been, still are, the very substance, the core and heart of my life. You've kept me from so many second rate, so many shabby things.
And I'm sure I'd rather have gone another 10 years, another 20 years with you, meeting just when we could, than have spent all my life with anybody else in the world. Isn't it a pity that it should all be wasted?
I think perhaps you'd better be going.
You mean that? You mean we aren't even friends?
We've gotten beyond that, I'm afraid.
Chris, there's something you aren't telling me. What is it?
Nothing.
There is something. I don't know why, but you are hiding something from me.
There's nothing, I tell you.
Oh, and no, there is. There's something hurting you.
Cicely, I can't stand here talking about nothing.
Oh, Chris, that isn't you talking. It isn't. You can't even make me believe you, not even when you tell me you don't love me. You'll never make me believe that. That couldn't happen to either of us.
It's happened to me. Will you go now, please? I can't explain anymore. I just want you to leave.
Not this way, no.
Cicely, I can't.
Chris! Chris! Tell me. Oh, what can I do?
Wrong right hand coat pocket. Well, $10.
Yes, I've got it, Dan.
Break a capsule. Hold it. Hold it to my nose. Here.
Yeah, darling. Breathe deeply now. Deeply. Oh, my dear, what couldn't I have guessed?
I think the worst is over now.
Is it bad, darling?
Sort of.
I've been such a fool. Such a blind, stupid fool. But I won't be, Chris. Not anymore. We'll never be parted again. Never. Not any further from each other than we are right now.
Cicely.
Tell me, Chris. Say it again.
I love you, Cicely. I've always loved you. I always will. Until I'm 101.
And I'm 99.
Thank you, Robert Cummings and Joan Fontaine, for a deeply moving story. Believe me, we will all remember your performances for a long, long time.
Well, Mr. Bradley, we won't forget being here tonight either. An appearance with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players is always one of the highlights of the year for us, because we all know the magnificent work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. We know that work is made largely possible by these programs, and we consider it a privilege to share in it. Now, before we tell you about next week's Lady Esther Screen Guild show, here is a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Fontaine. Ladies, do you know why I keep asking you to make the patch test? Because it proves, absolutely proves, every claim I make for Lady Esther face cream. The patch test takes only 30 seconds, half a minute. But it tells you more in that half a minute than I could say in an hour. All you do is rub Lady Esther face cream on one side of your face and wipe it off. Wipe it off completely, as the dry flakes are absorbed by the cream and are removed with it. Then run your fingers over that part of your face. Feel the difference. Feel how smooth and silky it is to your touch. Apply powder and see the difference. See the life and color your skin takes on. The new translucent beauty. And here's the reason. Lady Esther Face Cream does all the four things your skin needs most. One, it thoroughly cleans your skin in a gentle, soothing way. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. You can prove all this in just 30 seconds with the patch test. So get a jar of Lady Esther Face Cream tonight if possible, and make the patch test that has thrilled and convinced so many women. Remember, beautiful women all over the country use only this one famous cream, Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present The Princess and the Pirate. It will star Virginia Mayo and Bob Hope. Be sure to listen. Joan Fontaine appeared through the courtesy of David O. Selznick and can soon be seen in the Hal Wallace production, The Affairs of Susan. Robert Cummings is currently working in the Hal Wallace production, You Came Along, both Paramount Pictures. Our sincere thanks to Ursula Parrott for the privilege of presenting Next Time We Love, and also to Universal Pictures, whose current production is the Technicolor picture, Sudan. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.